going to read a little bit about Shmuel Shapira. I don't have a tongue. I have time to read three.
Hasaraf, maybe from the book Hasaraf, the angel, about Shmuel Shapira's biography by Aaron Kligel. Leilot Hazav.
What page are you on?
We're on page 55, second paragraph. The Golden Nights. Kvar az afchu alelot b'perkei hazman amerim b'yoter b'chayad. Already then, before even knew Breslev, Chatikul Chatzot and all this, those nights, and when he was a young guy, he was a young buffer, before he got married, before he knew Breslev, were the most enlightening nights of his life. Kvar az bana la hashkafat olam b'shelo. Already then, he had already a different outlook of the world. התנגשה עם סדריו צרי הדעת האופקים של הטבע העולם, which clashed with the orders of normal, narrow, normal nature world. בעיניו, in his eyes, שרר בלילה אור רב יותר מאשר באור היום. At night there was a lot more light than during the day. That's what he felt. He was right. בלילה ערב שמואל מתנשא לפסקת יגאל התורה. At night, of Shmuel uplifted himself to the top of understanding the Torah. He used to sit and learn all night. Nafsho olah gdotea migodel ha'ara, and his soul just spilling out of him. Say that, I don't know if you say that. Overwhelmness from the light of the learning Torah all night. Haya lomed balalot belah, he used to learn Torah with fire all night. Biklot ha'nefesh, yichon kushim, fire. Laila haya zman shel hitmatut ha'yeshut ha'lomit. Night is the time of the being of the world diminishing. It goes down. Why do people are sleeping? People are not doing anything. Cheshchat ha'layla v'hitbogbut ha'masach ha'machir shel ha'alma d'shika. The darkness of the night and the hitbogigut. I don't think you'll know it.
How do you
spell it? Dissolving.
Dissolving
of the barrier of Olam HaShekel.
Dissolves the barrier.
At night dissolves the barrier, meaning at night you feel less this world. And that brought calmness to his heart. That's what opened up his heart. The calmness of this world. Everyone knows you go to the field, but this is before you knew about field. And those days there were a lot of fields in Yerushalayim. It's 100 years ago, it was 80 years ago. A lot of fields in Yerushalayim. Halelot ha-mu'usharim ha'em, those Mu'ushar, remember the Mu'ushar? Glad. Those glad nights. Ainiku l'kol mi she'asa b'kirvoto musag me'ir al yichol v'asar odan b'ok b'sech ha'torah. Anyone who was around the Shmuel on those nights understands very well what does that mean, that a human can cleave himself completely to the bones of the week to learn the Torah. No barriers, just being in it. For us, even 1 hour is hard for us, huh? Le'shishi, Friday, Thursday night, Haya Eben Afina L'Kiddush Ha'elot. That was the main of making all of his nights holy. What happened? When I noheg l'lmod B'Leilei Shishi Bet HaKnesset Yeshuat Yaakov. It's been like it was every Thursday night to learn in a shul called Yeshuat Yaakov. There, once he told his grandchildren that he was a young boy, and Beit HaMikdash Shel Yaakov was always full, so then he went to a different place to learn Torah, because he couldn't stand a lot of people. He needed to be focusing. But Leil Shishi, Thursday night, was the peak of where he reached in those nights. And once he told one of his friends, one of his people close to him, he said, "Kol ha'chayut she'ele l'tov b'chur, all the livelihood I had as a young boy, as a youth, hayam ha'machshava, is the thought that here, Friday is coming soon, in Thursday night, and I'll be able to learn straight from Thursday night after Maariv until an hour before Shabbos." Like Avodah Zarah. from Thursday night after Mar in the winter, it's a long time, until not in the summer, an hour before Shabbos straight. איפה שמענו את הדבר? What?
24 hours
straight? No, less. 22 hours. 21, 22. Not so much. My father told me that when he was a bacher, he lived here in Ersa, in Ichi, in Khadera, and they started to learn Thursday nights. But up till 11 o'clock in the morning, straight. The whole night, Thursday, down in Shabbos, and then till 11 o'clock. It's possible.
And then they collapse.
And then they collapse. So once he went to one of the uncles there in Yerushalayim, an older guy, and he came to the house Friday, and he was Shmata, and he went to sleep until Shabbos came in. He slept for 3-4 hours. And he got up, the uncle told him, well, what happened? Why are you so tired? Said, listen, we're up all night, we went to 11 o'clock, and then I came here, and I was exhausted, I had to sleep a little bit. He said, oh, generations went down. And he said, when I was a bacher, right? He said, we used to learn until an hour before Shabbos, and then after the meal, we were starting to sleep. Yeah, not only Shmuel did it, others at the Gimel also did it. It's 3 already?
That's like what doctors were trained to do. Because they had a 36-hour shift.
Yeah? Why, for emergency cases?
No, just in training as an intern, working in your first year after medical
school. Yeah, but
school.
That's for the preparing
for emergency. When you study Torah, you're getting energy. They were putting out energy.
When you're so cleaved to the learning,
you don't think about sleep. You don't want to sleep.
Rav Avadia, yesterday, today is the 30 days for Rav Avadia. Today. Today's Gimel, no? Today's Gimel? Today, last night it started. So, Rav Grossman, the Rav of Migdal HaEmek, he was very close to Rav Avadia for 40 years. And he spoke. I hear it on the radio. I could have heard it also from my house, but it was clear on the radio. You heard it? Yeah? I look closer. You heard by the deer, probably, right?
Yeah.
Right there, it's right outside. Anyways. And Rav Grossman said that he flew with Rav Avadia, who was already old, probably in his 70s. Not old, but not, whatever. He wasn't a young man. He wasn't 50 years old, 30, 20 years old, whatever. Already up in upper age, maybe 80. And he flew with him to America. The flight left at 12 o'clock midnight. You know those flights? Direct flight to New York.
L.A.
Landed at 6 o'clock in the morning. They flew, of course, it's called not the flew business class or first class, whatever it's called. And find some. Grossman tells Rav Avadia sits down and starts learning. Grossman tells him, Arav, you want me to fix your chair so you're more comfortable? He said, No, I might fall asleep. No, I don't. And he sat and he learned for 12 hours the whole flight. So, 6 in the morning, they land in New York. He immediately took a taxi to the yeshiva where he was supposed to speak. And he did dive in there, and it's Sfardi yeshiva there. It's Sfardi yeshiva, Sfardi yeshiva. He dive in there, and then right away he spoke. And afterwards, at like 11 o'clock in the morning, after he spoke and he met people, they went to the hotel where they were going to stay. What does Avadi do in the hotel?
Learn.
He needs to learn. Not a young man. Who has energy for that? He didn't have energy if he didn't learn. So, it's 3 o'clock already?
Yeah. No.
No, it's good.
5 more
Tell
minutes.
Me, I don't know what time it is. Go. Anyways, he went deeper and deeper in his thoughts into learning. Now, his need to learn Torah night, it caused a few practical problems. In the Besanej, we used to learn, right? In a few shuls, we used to learn, Boide and Knesset, right? We used to lock the shul at Chatzot. Right? They didn't know Breslov, but we used to lock the shul at Chatzot. And when the Gabbai, he realized that this guy, this young fellow, is sitting learning, so he had mercy on him. let him stay in the shul after he left the shul. Yeah? He sit there all night and learn. In the morning, Rav Mendel used to come, that was his name, Rav Brichte, to come to him with a gabbai to open the shul. He opened the shul, and he said, Rav Shmuel, in the same position. He did not move the whole night. In the same position, learning. Maybe he went to the bathroom, I don't know, but just sat and learned all night. Yeah. Rav Shmuel used to tell his children and his grandchildren the story of those Thursday nights, even though he never spoke about himself, to create in them the will to want to sit and learn for a long time, to want to strive and work and reach. Once he also said that one of those Thursday nights he finished the whole perek Yesh Nochalim Vavas, was a very, very complicated perek, with the whole Rashbam, which are very long, and although in a lot of Rishonim. In one night, he dwelled in it. He shall merit to dwell in the Torah. So, I'm going to stop the story here, but wait, don't, I'm still going to talk for 2 seconds. Minutes. I just want to say, to remind everyone, it's very important. In Brester, Rabbeinu writes in Kutim Aran, a person has to connect himself to the point that belongs to his heart at that moment. That's all Rabbeinu writes in Kutim Aran, it's translation. צריך אדם לקשר את עצמו לנקודה שייכת לליבו בעת ההיא. What does that mean? It's very important also for any shiur here. For any shiur here, especially here, a lot of shiur from Abdul, and sometimes it's harsh, he speaks like firmly. You're from Avarush, and Avarush is not always so soft. He speaks. The person doesn't have to get confused. The person has to see, where am I in my life? And how do I learn from what I was just taught? How do I grow? From what I use the tools, what they teach me is tools. Don't tell me you're not in the place, you're so this. No, they tell you tools. These are the tools to grow. Take these tools and use them on yourself. That's all that it is. Same thing with Rav Shmuel here, with the, like I said, for the many hours of learning and everything that we said yesterday. It's very important that I'm repeating it again. A person has to know. No one said, now go learn now every Thursday night, and if not, feel bad, you're such an idiot, you didn't learn all Thursday night. You didn't learn until I'm so... No! Or... Another person, that's one thing. A different person will say, fine, that's Rav Shmuel Shapiro. What does that do with me? Right? Like the guy said about the biographies that he read. It has to do with you very much. Because we have to learn, first of all, that when you learn, not to be disturbed by anything. You know, phones are off, you don't talk with anyone. You sit and you learn. Second of all, right? You can do. You could do more than what you're doing. You could do. Rav Shmuel did more than he can. You could do more than you could do. More than you're doing. You're doing one. You could do a little bit more. That's how you grow, step by step. Right? You know one word in Hebrew? Learn another word in Hebrew, another word in Hebrew, another Torah, another piece of Torah, another language. Learn, work. A little bit more. Mesilut Nefesh, a little bit more. And if a person does that, once he breaks the stage, he'll feel, but then right away, he's in another milchama. It's a war. It's a war with the Yetzer Hara. You see us trying to write in Agdama. Here's Agdama. The war with the Yetzer Hara is mifanim u'me'achor, both in the front and the back. What does that mean, in the front and the back? Right? In the front, he tells you, look out for you. You won't be able to. In the back, he tells you, look what, this is a big sinner. You're going to go to the coast of Hashem. You, look back, look at what you did. In the front, he tells you again, such a far away, no way, I can't do anything. Yeah, the fight they say, oh, it's in the front and the back, all the time, until the last moment, until the last breath on this earth, right? And he's fighting, they say, oh, tries to get us. He tries. And we have the ability to grow. Another step, another step. Another step. Yeah. That's why it's very important, the stories that we're saying here. We want to learn about Rav Shmuel Shapira and how he acts. It doesn't mean I need to be Rav Shmuel Shapira, but I could learn from the way he was devoted to what he was doing. Also, to less want this world and want more the next world.
Possible to overcome the Yisrael.
Yeah, the Shechter. water. טוב, שקויר, שקויר.